Random House Audio presents Dexter's Final Cut by Jeff Lindsay. This is Jeff Lindsay. Introduction.
It's not that bad being dead. Surprising, really, when you think about it. I mean, everyone always seems so very terrified of the whole thing, weeping and moaning and spending years of anguish brooding about the possibility of an afterlife. And yet, here I lay in peaceful repose, quiet, pain-free, without a care in the world, doing nothing more metaphysically complicated than remembering my last meal, an excellent pastrami sandwich. It was brought to me still warm only 40 minutes ago as I sat in a comfy folding chair, and I remember wondering, where did they find such succulent pastrami in Miami nowadays? The pickle was quite tasty, too, and just to be ethnically authentic, I'd had a cream soda with it, something I hadn't tried in a very long time. Delicious. Altogether, a culinary experience that made being dead seem like a very minor inconvenience. Although, to be truthful, which is sometimes unavoidable, lying here unmoving on the pavement was starting to get just the tiniest bit tedious. I really hoped I would be discovered soon. Death was not really enough to keep the mind occupied, and it seemed like I had been here quite a while. I know it might not seem like the first thing you would object to about being dead, long hours and no real challenge to the work, but there it was. I was bored. And the pavement underneath me was hot and beginning to feel very hard. On top of that, there was a puddle of sticky red nastiness spreading out around me that made me feel quite uncomfortable. Of course, I mean it would have made me feel uncomfortable.